You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. And now commentator Gary Joyner on the history of the hurricane.
Each year during the warm months, the Gulf Coast states warily watch the weather forecast for indications that the most feared of great storms, the hurricane, might arrive. Since the early 20th century, these storms have been named. Some of these names are so embedded in our collective memories that following a particularly bad storm, babies born at the time of the storm take their names. Consider Audrey, Betsy, Camille, Andrew, Hugo, and most recently, of course, Katrina and Rita. These monster storms are tropical cyclones, the hurricanes of the Atlantic and the Caribbean, and the typhoons of the Pacific. The name comes from the Mayan word huracan. They constitute the largest violent weather phenomenon in the world. Some of them have changed the fates of nations. Spain gained Florida in 1565 and established a major naval base at St. Augustine after a hurricane destroyed a French fleet that was sent there to block them. In 1609, a hurricane blew English ships destined for Jamestown south, and the survivors found firm ground on Bermuda, which they promptly colonized. 31 years later, the Dutch were poised to attack and colonize Cuba, but they ran into a hurricane which destroyed their opportunity. Dutch influence in the Caribbean waned as Spain gained a stronghold. The study of these storms began in the late 1890s. The first storm to receive massive scrutiny had no name. It was simply called the Galveston Hurricane of 1900, a storm that killed at least 8,000 people. The charming seacoast town, once a major port city, lost its political and economic clout to Houston, deemed to be safer because it was farther inland. Under the present rating system, it was a Category 4. Today, the scale's zenith is a Category 5. Category 5 storms are traditionally the most destructive. Consider Hurricane Audrey that moved ashore in June of 1957 near the town of Cameron in southwest Louisiana. It wiped out the town. The only building left standing was the ice house, which served as a temporary morgue. 500 people died. Betsy hit Louisiana in September 1965. This great storm posed the greatest threat to New Orleans until the 21st century. 75 people died. Camille landed in August of 1969. So powerful was Camille that with its 200-mile-per-hour winds, it not only slashed the coast, but it moved up the Mississippi Valley, crossing the Appalachian Mountains and causing massive flooding in Virginia before exiting into the Atlantic. It killed 250 people. Andrew slammed into southern Florida in August 1992. Crossing the Sunshine State, it moved across the Gulf of Mexico and blasted Louisiana, forcing more than 1 million people to evacuate across the South, becoming the second most costly hurricane in history. The top honor, of course, goes to Katrina. The hurricane season of 2005 brought three Category 5 storms. Two hit our Louisiana and Texas coasts. Katrina came ashore in late August, devastating New Orleans, where levees failed to hold. It changed Louisiana's economy and demographics, affecting it perhaps for decades in the future. The damage total exceeded $74 billion, with 1,200 people dead, 1,000 of those in the Bayou State. As the Gulf Coast initiated recovery efforts for Katrina, Rita formed and crashed into southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. It added an additional $10 billion in damages. The devastation of great storms is best observed not in the dollars lost, but in the tragedy of human loss and suffering, and the many ways hurricanes change history. Certainly, history that matters.